Welcome to the Deep Dive. We take sources, find the key insights, well, the nuggets of knowledge for you. Today's a bit different. We're honing in on just one powerful statement, really. It comes from our source material. Excerpts from video tours transform Midwestern real estate. And the core idea we're unpacking, it's right there. The rise of video tours in Midwestern real estate marketing. Okay, so let's get into this. That title alone, The Rise of Video Tours in Midwestern Real Estate Marketing. I mean, that suggests a pretty significant shift, doesn't it? It feels like more than just a trend, like something fundamental is changing in how homes are bought and sold.
Absolutely. And what's fascinating, right from that framing, you can see it points to something really crucial. It's not just saying video exists, right? It's the rise, the transformation, and specifically in the Midwest.
Right.
So yeah, this deep dive will explore what that actually means, the real world impact, how a technology goes from being, you know, available to actually reshaping an industry.
So, video tours then, a transformative force. What does it actually mean for them to be transforming Midwestern real estate? If you're listening, maybe you're buying, selling, or just watching the market. What kind of changes does transform imply, like real changes?
Well, we think bigger picture, right? A rise that causes transformation.
Yeah.
It points to fundamental shifts.
Yeah.
How properties are shown, how they're perceived. It suggests buyers, maybe especially younger demographics, are increasingly expecting these video walkthroughs, like before they even think about a physical visit.
Okay, so it changes that initial filter completely.
Exactly. It changes the screening process. And think about that, potentially fewer wasted showings for sellers, for agents, and maybe, you know, a faster path to closing for properties that are genuinely a good match.
Right.
So it's moving beyond just being like an optional extra. It signals a shift in expectations, how people consume this information, and crucially, the speed and efficiency of the whole
efficiency.
Thing. That's how technology, when it really takes hold, can alter these established industries. Not just improving things slightly, but redefining the process.
That's a huge difference in just how you even start looking for a home. So, okay, why the Midwest then? The source specifically calls out Midwestern real estate. Does that mean there are, I don't know, unique factors there, trends making it more receptive? Or is the tech driving something unique in the Midwest?
That's a really good question. That regional focus is interesting. You could argue historically, maybe some parts of the Midwest weren't always the first adopters of tech compared to, say, coastal markets. But maybe, you know, the geography plays a role. Think about the distances between cities, or just how spread out some rural properties are.
Oh, okay.
That can make video tours particularly appealing, their efficiency, their reach. Maybe it solves a specific regional challenge.
Allowing people to see homes far away without the immediate travel burden.
Precisely. Or showcasing properties in less dense areas to a much, much wider audience than before. So yeah, it could be accelerating adoption there, maybe even faster than elsewhere, because it solves those local problems.
Interesting.
It definitely makes you ask, what makes a particular region, you know, ripe for this kind of transformation? How do local conditions boost a tech shift?
Exactly. And it's not just that they exist. It's the rise, like the title says, the rise of video tours. So what does that word rise tell us about adoption, acceptance, maybe even a growing reliance on this tech for agents, for buyers, for everyone involved?
Well, rise suggests more than just presence. It implies a growing dependence, right? A shift from nice to have to potentially need to have.
Essential, almost.
Pretty much. For buyers, think about it. You can virtually walk through dozens of homes from your couch. It massively expands your search area. You could seriously consider a house, you know, two states over based on a really good video tour without booking a flight first.
Wow.
And for agents, it's about efficiency again. Qualifying leads better. Cutting down on those physical showings for places that just aren't right.
Saving everyone time.
And expanding their marketing reach hugely. So this improved access, this efficiency for both sides, that's the value. That's what drives the surge, makes the tech feel indispensable.
Okay, so wrapping this up then, just by digging into this one title, The Rise of Video Tours in Midwestern Real Estate Marketing, what have we learned? It seems clear, even from just that phrase, that we're seeing a major market shift, a definite rise in use, and a real transformation in how homes are marketed, viewed, maybe even valued, specifically in the Midwest, all driven by, well, practical benefits like reach and efficiency.
Absolutely. And understanding these kinds of micro trends, you could call them, this specific tech surge in one region, it really helps us see the bigger picture, how innovation spreads, how it reshapes industries, sometimes in ways you wouldn't expect. It shows that dynamic, you know, between tech pushing forward and the market actually adopting it.
Mm.
Proof that even what looks like a small shift can have, well, pretty significant ripples.
So a final thought then for you, the listener. Given this clear rise of video tours really transforming things in Midwestern real estate, what's next? What other innovations might we see changing how homes are bought and sold? And maybe more broadly, how could this continued tech evolution keep reshaping communities, local economies, you know, in the years ahead? Something to think about.